With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. President Trump is set to impose new tariffs this week. We get a preview from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Starting on Tuesday, the president intends to put 25% tariffs on imports from Canada and Mexico. The U.S. will also double the 10% universal tariff charged on imports from China.
The tariffs are necessary because we've been treated very unfairly by many, many countries, including our friends, friend and foe.
Last week, the president dismissed any concerns that tariffs are largely paid for by consumers and importing companies. He called it a myth. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A U.S. aircraft carrier has arrived in South Korea in a show of force.
This comes days after North Korea test-launched cruise missiles to demonstrate its counterattack capabilities. Sunday's arrival of the USS Carl Vinson and its strike group is meant to display a solid U.S.-South Korean military alliance amid persistent North Korean threats. So says the South Korean Navy. The deployment of the American carrier is expected to infuriate the North.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart. A FedEx cargo plane had to make an emergency landing yesterday at a busy New Jersey airport after a bird strike caused an engine fire. A spokesman for the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey says the airplane landed at Newark Liberty International Airport during the emergency. There were no reported injuries. Spokesman does say that the landing forced a brief halt to other flights out of the airport, but operations resumed shortly after. A private lunar lander has touched down on the moon, delivering a drill and other experiments for NASA. Firefly Aerospace's Blue Ghost lander descended from lunar orbit today, aiming for an impact basin on the moon's near side. Confirmation of touchdown came from Texas. This is SRN News. A lawsuit challenging Georgia's near-all ban on abortion is headed back to trial court to decide if the people who want to overturn the law have legal standing to sue. The Georgia Supreme Court voted 6-1 to require the trial court judge to re-examine standing issues. The court cited its own January decision in an unrelated case that changed state law on who may sue. In the meantime, Fulton County Superior Court Judge Robert McBurney's ruling from September striking down the measure remains on hold. Georgia's ban prohibits most abortions once the baby's heartbeat can be detected. The school board in Lufton, Texas has voted to close two elementary schools due to declining enrollment. Officials say that among the reasons for the steep decline is an increase in competition with private religious schools and parents who homeschool their kids. Dissatisfied with the liberalism of the public schools and their poor performance, many moms and dads are simply pulling their children out. This is SRN News. Maine's lobster industry experiencing its ups and downs.
Maine's haul of the shellfish, native to the cold Atlantic waters, has declined from a figure of 11 million pounds in 2021 to just over 86 million pounds last year. A series of devastating storms is blamed for the fall off. At the same time, Maine fishermen took in more than $528 million for their hauls, the highest total since, well, 2021. While Massachusetts, New Hampshire, and Rhode Island also have lobster fishing industries, Maine's is by far the largest, accounting for nearly 78% of the country's total catch 2 years ago. George Williams reporting.
The Florida Man Games returned for a second year yesterday as teams from around the state gathered to prove they have what it takes to join the ranks of the world's worst superhero. Poking fun at the state's reputation for generating crazy cities, teams competed in Florida-themed events such as evading arrest, obstacle courses, and the grocery aisle brawl. This is SRN News.